Let me invite you to take your Bible and look with me in Luke 23. I'd like to begin reading back in verse 32 again and read on down to verse 43 as we consider this second statement of Christ from the cross. Verse 32 of Luke 23 says, "And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." That's what we looked at last time, the word of forgiveness. "And they parted his raiment and cast lots, and the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with him derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Now here's the word of salvation. This is the word that Christ spoke to this thief in a very particular way. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. If there was ever a portion of Scripture that is designed to give sinners hope, here's one of them. If you're a sinner tonight, God being your teacher, you're going to find hope in this word of Christ. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Someone has said that here we have an example of the Lord actually saving somebody in their final hour. I know we hear a lot of men's testimonies about deathbed conversions, and quite honestly, I question these. You'll hear in hospitals, when someone's just about ready to take their last breath, they'll call for a chaplain, or they'll call for a priest, or they'll call for a pastor, and these religious men will come running in next to the person and try to get them to make themselves right with God before they pass from this world, and they'll get them to they'll even help them through a prayer to pray, and it's men trying to pacify men in the face of eternity. And I'll tell you, in the face of death, you don't want to be dealing with another man. You want one intercessor, the God man. The God man. I know people get upset, but I'm very skeptical about deathbed profession. But having said that, I believe we have here an example. Just one that I can find in Scripture, and like one writer said, there's just one, lest any should presume, but at least one, lest any should despair. I like that. I believe that for the most part, a person will die as they have lived. An example here in this text is this other malefactor. Christ was crucified between two thieves. Now I know it says here in verse 39, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him. But if you look back over in Matthew 27 and verse 44, you'll actually find here that both of them railed on him. It says, as the people mocked him as the Son of God, verse 44,